Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Love the guy.
I'm telling you. I'm doing the trade. We're talking about
so
risks all morning.
39-year-old Mike Trout. 40-year-old Mike Trout from like 5 years from now. Like, no one's doing that deal.
I'm doing it.
For a 20-year-old.
I'm doing it. 888-957-9570. By the way, this or that coming up in the next hour. This or that. It's the fastest growing segment, I think, in sports talk radio, Joe. This or that.
It's one of my favorite things we do.
You know what? We had the pizza, the Hawaiian pizza. You in or out in pineapple on pizza last Friday because Robbie Ray said he's in on it. You know what? I think it was a win for pineapple on pizza last Friday. We were all in it. Bonte and Studio was in on it. So it was a win there. We got a summer-related one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up at 8:30 that I'm very excited about because a lot of people are doing a lot of summer stuff. It's summer vacation for damn near everyone right now. And right now, that is baseball season for a lot of people. And the Giants, we're talking about them. And people are going to the ballpark now, Joe. Like, I want to hear from the people that are going there at 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. And this, again, we're guest-free today. You people are the guests. Like, what's different about this team? Like, why are we going to the ballpark? It can't be as simple as they're 10 games over 500.
No, I think
it can't be as simple as that.
I think it's a combination of a variety of things. Number one, there's a whole, like, going to the city conversation that is bigger than baseball, right? The city as a whole at night is starting to really, it's never going to come back to what it was pre-COVID because it just, the downtown scene isn't what it was Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Like what it was pre-COVID. That's a separate conversation. But there is something to be said about, there is like a renaissance happening around the stadium. I went to the game on Monday night, and just walking around the stadium, it just felt different. The vibe felt different. That's before I even talk about the Giants. I'm just talking about the vibe in that area seems a little more robust than it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago. But we know there's the whole COVID conversation about how this city shut down more than almost any city in America, right? And I'm not trying to get into the mass conversation or the way that we did business here, because I don't agree with it. I thought we stymied small business. You know, like, that's a fact. Like, we destroyed a variety of small businesses, and there was some give and take, and maybe we went way too far in one direction.
I think we erred on the side of caution more so than any other place in America, but maybe that was to the detriment of a lot of small businesses, to your point.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people moved out of the city, right? Like, I went to a party up in Petaluma over the weekend, and I'm thinking to myself, like, damn, dude, so many of my friends have moved out of the city, right? So they just don't live in proximity of that area like they used to. So that's a whole separate conversation about the vibe of the city starting to slowly come back to something that's a little more normal. But the games themselves have been higher attended. There seems to be like a renaissance regarding the love of the team. I think Buster has a big part of that. I think having everyday players is a part of that. You know, Jungwoo Lee and Adamas not being in the lineup yesterday felt different. It's like, whoa, Johnson's in center field? Like, every game this year, you've been like, all right, Adamas is at short, Chapman's at third, Ramos is in left, Jungwoo Lee's in center. That's a far cry from 2 or 3 years ago.
It is.
Where it felt like the lineup, in terms of, forget the actual batting order, I'm talking about who's on the field, was just who, what? Who's out there? I don't know. Are we facing a righty, a lefty? You know, who's on the roster? I have no idea. Fitzgerald has played a lot this year.
Yes.
Pat Bailey's played a lot this year. It feels like there are 7 positions on this team that 2 out of 3 days, I know exactly who's going to play. And I think Giants fans appreciate that.
By the way, you mentioned it was Pat Bailey the last time the Giants had a come-from-behind walk-off home run. What was that, 2 years ago, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, Patrick Bailey did it. And now, obviously, Matt Chapman over the weekend on Saturday with the walk-off two-run jack to left. God, didn't it feel great hearing Kipe on the call, too?
Yeah.
That was great. It felt like when I hear it from the broadcasters, like I start hearing it from there, like that's when it feels big time and they're invested. And I'm not saying Kipe and Kruko haven't been invested in this team. Absolutely, they have been. And there are mainstays within them. They're Hall of Famers in their own right when it comes to broadcasters. But it feels that much more big time when you have all these one-run games and 5 straight of them you're winning. There's so much tension. I know Logan Webb, we were talking about, you used the word torture. Like, I use the word tension. Very tense. And that's good. Pressure. Pressure is a privilege. Who was that? Billie Jean King? As we're talking tennis, pressure. Carlos Alcaraz over the weekend, the French Open. Down 2 sets to love. There's a lot of pressure there. He was down 3 championship points. Fights all the way back to win one of the greatest finals I've ever seen in my life. There is tension and there is a pressure with this team now. Because you know what? There's finally some belief. I think fans are starting to believe in this this team again, Joe.
I also think they've taken advantage of the opportunity right now. So, like, think about this. All right, Warriors aren't going to play for a long time. The trades and the offseason, which is going to take over.
By the way, we haven't mentioned the NBA Finals, and it's been an hour and a half into this show.
What do you want to mention? Exactly.
There you go.
You know, I'm not trying to be mean. Like, you could tell it was great basketball. Great. Awesome.
I'll just do the typical show host. The Thunder did win. They evened up that series at a game apiece. Heading back to Indiana, and I guess there was tornado warnings yesterday during the game.
So. Joe, I just, the normal people that I see around town, no one's like, dude, Pacers, Thunder. Like, you know what people are saying? Like, Giants seems fun. And I think a lot of people have now bought into the fact that it is fun. They are fun. There's a lot of fun players. Jungwoo Lee's fun. I do think Chapman defensively can be very fun. I think the Ramos development has been fun. People really like him. Doval is an adventure in the ninth inning, right? Can we all agree?
I was going to say, how do you feel about Camilo right now? He's the closer.
But he's fun.
Is he closer until further notice?
Yes.
Okay.
Because but isn't there an intrigue of like, wow, he throws really hard. I have no idea if I'm going to get good Camilo or adventure Camilo.
Right.
Randy Rodriguez, is he fun?
Yes.
A lot of fun. Tyler Rogers, we could goof around, but if I tell every 12-year-old, like, hey, Tyler Rogers, what's the first thing? The submarine thrower. It just looks really goofy.
Right.
And I think as we're talking about, like, what's fun, and these are all elements that draw more people to want to pay attention. then you're telling me, hey, they're going to be in these kind of crazy late inning games a lot. Well, that's fun. Are they going to fail? Are they going to succeed? Are they going to blow it? Are they going to hang on? Are they going to fight back? Are they going to hit a two-run homer to win the game, Matt Chapman? There's a lot of buzz right now. And I think about also like the ritualistic nature of, hey, I have a family. We're going to go to our one or two games a year, you know, because that's all we can afford. And I'm going to pick a game. And, oh, it's the Braves on the schedule. Like, the Braves are a national brand because they've been on TBS forever. I'm going to that game. Oh, it's the Padres, and it's a San Diego rival. My friends from San Diego, we're going to go to the game together. I think that, like, baseball as a whole has a tradition, but this team has been fun, and there's something that's kind of like hooking the Bay Area fan right now. With no football, with basketball not into the forefront, they have an opportunity to grab our attention here.
Capture the audience, right? We talk about that when it comes to broadcasting, yes, when it comes to radio shows, when it comes to television. Everyone's constantly battling to grab our attention. Advertisements, every single thing. Hell, we have signs in here that are bright as hell, trying to grab people's attention. And by the way, you can find us on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I guess we got new cameras today. Do we look prettier? Yeah, am I better looking today? No. The nose, did it
cameras aren't that good.
No, the nose, is it bigger or smaller? We're waiting to find out.
Fat.
There he gets fat.
Who even knows?
There you go. Thank you. That's a good one. 888-957-9570.
Hasn't the buzz on the yard looked like, I'm talking about on the television. Haven't you noticed a difference?
Well, it's funny you say that, Joe. I have, and I've noticed like it day games. Well, I know the buzz is back when it's a Wednesday day game against God knows who.
Yeah.
So just name the Rockies. I've never met a Rockies fan in my life. They're playing the Rockies. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're saying the same. You're thinking about it. They're playing the Rockies, and it's like 3/4 or like 90% full. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now the weather helps. I think we've actually had some pretty good weather here, and that has helped the last month or so. Now we're seeing the June gloom a little bit more, but that's fine. I love that kind of weather. You love that kind of weather, but maybe the fans don't. But they have been. They've been showing up to the yard. When Buster said it was time to go, I think we all went into the lens of the Giants and the players being put on notice. Hell, we could go meta here. Not that he was thinking this. Hey, it's the fans. They're time to go out. Go to the yard. Don't be a stranger. Time to go. I'm serious on this. That's for everyone. It's time to go. Whether it's going to the games, whether it's the players, time to go. Like, it's go time right now for the Giants. And for the first time, we've been put on notice as a franchise and a fan base, and it feels damn good. This was Buster Posey again last Wednesday talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5-3 weeks, and it's time to go.
Joe, the sense of urgency from that sentence alone is more sense of urgency than I felt in what felt like the entire Farhan tenure.
Right,
it's time to go. We never heard anything where it was like, all right, now's the time to start being judged. This is within the first 3 months of his run here.
It's been an incredible watch. And when I go to Giants games, and I'm gonna go to some this summer. I think July 10th weekend is when they're playing the Dodgers. That's when I'm really gonna be, again, that's a month away, and we're gonna see where this Giants team is at. And they have a series in LA upcoming after this Rockies series, Joe. That's going to be very telling about this team. Talking about some exciting Dodgers-Giants baseball, we're going to get that for potentially we could be coming back next Monday. The Giants could be first in the division. Let's see what they do against the Dodgers. Now, you don't want to stub your toe, and you know, because crazy things happen in Colorado, and that's where they're playing next. They got the day off today.
It can deplete a bullpen,
and then you're going up against those hitters this upcoming week, and now you're relying, again, on the Logan Webbs, on the Robbie Reyes. I don't know how the pitching combination is going to go exactly. We're going to see that starting tomorrow. But, yeah, don't stub your toe, because the worst thing you could do is lose some momentum against the Colorado Rockies. You got swept against the Dodgers, and now you're back against the Cleveland Guardians, and the Cleveland Guardians aren't exactly resonating here in the Bay Area. And it's just like, then you lost momentum. No, keep building that momentum, and it's going to start tomorrow in Colorado. But when you got the pitching that they do, like, it's so much more important when the bats do what they do and you get the timely hits from a Yastrzemski and you capitalize on them. So many times in the past few years, Joe, it felt like it was one step forward, two steps back with this team. So now that they've won five in a row, like, We talked about it last week. Why not the Giants? Why not go after that big bopper in the lineup, whoever it is, and it's okay being uncomfortable. And you know what? Having a risky trade, Buster Posey over the weekend with Tim Kawakami talked about just that.
It feels like 10, you know, like this pitching staff is getting you to a point where maybe you take a risk because you want to validate that. Is that some part of the conversation too?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's all part of the conversation. And ultimately, I think to get a deal done, it's like any type of deal you do. It doesn't matter if you're buying a house or a car. Like at some point, you're going to be probably a little bit uncomfortable with it to get it across the finish line. So keeping that in the back of our mind as well.
Wasn't like interpretive dance music in the background? What is that?
I don't know. But the part about being uncomfortable to get across the finish line is so well said. Instead of like, oh, we're afraid and you can't make a move and I don't know. It's like no risk it, no biscuit. I love it. I love the mindset from Buster, and I think it aligns with the Giants fan mindset right now. You know how many people tweeted at me over the weekend? This team better make a deal for a bat. And I was like, wow, finally. Instead of like, we're angry at the GM, I'm not going to games, none of that. It's this team is real. They have the ingredients of what a real team is, defense and pitching. Now you need to go get a bat and put you over the top. Like that is a mindset that feels totally flipped from the last couple of years.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.